We're gonna talk a little larger. The price of gas before President T was $3.25 and change in some states. When he became president, gas dropped to $2 and change in some states. Let's do the math. If you eliminate President T and keep the rate of inflation the way it was going, you would have been paying what you're paying now for gas before the end of 2021. Think about that. Not false information, just do the math like I did. It doesn't have nothing to do with the war. I'm just following the math. I remember when you couldn't say certain things because it was labeled misinformation. 1 year later, those same things are fact. I have no opinion on the matter. I'm just doing the math.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's good? What's good? What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you for stopping in to an episode of the Men's Club with your host, Mr. Anubis and Stargazer.
Can you hear me clearly? Because I'm using the Toshiba right now.
Yeah, I get you.
All right.
So what's good? What's good, bro?
Pretty much another day, you know, another week going by. Been watching like a couple YouTube videos so far about like, it's been this ongoing topic about like men and women, how like, you know, a lot of women and men, well, mainly women want a traditional man, but at the same time, they won't be traditional women. And I was like, that's interesting. Because of the generation now today of all the women, a lot of women would love to basically have, as they call it, go for like the men of high value. Not saying that there are, it's 100% of women, because that's a lot. But the vast majority of females, which is probably 75%. You know, I would say women would go for a guy, those females, let me put it in perspective, those females in categories would go for the guy that's making about $300K a year and would expect that guy to basically,
Money grubbers, females that only go for money, basically.
Exactly. And they'll expect that guy to
love involved
to them. Exactly.
There's no love involved. It's just how much he makes, his financial income.
Yeah. I'm just like, wow, that's crazy.
That's how it is, though. That's how it is. That's the average woman.
And then talking about also for those females, you know, they also talk about what their wants as in standards. They have such high standards, but what are you going to give to that male, that high male of high value? You don't know how to cook. You don't know how to clean. You don't know how to basically do the things of a traditional woman as a housewife. Why? What would, like, for example, like, what would you bring to the table? And they'll get quiet. And they'll get quiet when they ask that question.
They bring pussy to the table and they think it's all good.
Exactly. And that's it. They think, oh, you know, as long as I can give them some, you know, I get everything. No. You know how much puss this man can get on the daily? Yo. Like, it's crazy. If you're not pretty much having the having the benefits, or just in general, can have the actions to be a traditional one, then it just won't work. You know, most likely he's gonna cheat, but that's it. That's pretty much it. As they say, you know, most likely, if you don't meet those standards, you're most likely going to have to share him with someone else.
Right.
Sad truth, but, you know, it is what it is. That's crazy, man. I'm just sitting here, I'm like, wow. Like, this is crazy what's going on in this generation. A lot of females want this and want that, but can't do certain things in order to be able to please that man. I mean, in order to get pleasure from that man, which is money. Oh, I want my nails done, my hair done. I want to have a car. And it was funny. It was really funny. So the guy asked her, she's like, oh, yeah, you know, I would want, you know, I would do things like equal. Like, say, for example, say if, like, he buys me something like a chocolates, right? Chocolate rose or whatever. She would give something back, like the same way. She'll probably give a rose or a chocolate or something to the sentimental value. And they're like, okay, so what if he buys you a car? And it's like, she's like, whoa, okay, let's not do that, because, you know, it's not like, you know, I can afford that. And then I'm just sitting here, I'm like, wow, that's really crazy. And then she's like, well, it's not about, you know, like, you know, because I don't want it to be like what's the word for it? Damn, I'm trying to think. Give me a second. It's not about competition, you know. She's like, it's not about competition of what you can bring, and then the guy was like, okay, which is true, but you're seeing that, you know, you're speaking all this equality stuff, you would expect to what you want to expect, but you expect that guy to buy your car, but you wouldn't do the same for him. And it's just like, I'm just like, yo. I'm like, yo, I can't believe I'm seeing this with my eyes right now.
Hell yeah. Exactly.
It's crazy.
That's exactly how that shit is.
Women just want to benefit off of you, but won't give anything back. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That is fucking crazy. Yo.
That's what I said. They don't bring nothing to the table but cooch and want the world for it. Like, oh, my pussy go. No, it ain't, bitch. That bitch used up. Rather stick my dick in a fucking catfish.
Yeah, they don't call you go. They call you sweet and sour. That's what they call you.
They call you sour. None too. No sweetness, just straight sour. Sour pussy, bitch.
Yo.
But that's how it is.
I'm pretty sure you encountered many females like that, right?
Bro, they all over the place, bro. That's the problem. That is the problem.
Like, you know, like for me, I knew, like, women had their, you know, they had their own shit, you know, their own problems and shit. But now it's just like, I look at them from a whole different perspective now. Like, I'm like, wow, like, that's fucking crazy. And, like, knowing us from, like, the male perspective is like, we're builders, because that's what we are. We build. And it's just like, females, you know, which they do, you know, come to the sexual market, they create, which is children. So, and it's just like, all right, I'm gonna be honest, bro, how I feel, bro. It's like, we bust our ass and do all the work, and all they gotta do is just come home, do something, and that's it. Like, I'm gonna be real. Like, that's how I feel right now, because I'm just like, well, let me put this more in perspective. With those females that act like that, that don't want to work, that wouldn't work when, that wouldn't want to work if they have children, because it's crazy to me how there's females actually out there that would not want to work if they have children, which is crazy. And, like, it's just mainly dealing with those females that would want that beneficial factor off of a male. They want a male to take care of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
You know, obviously, as a male, you are supposed to take care of a woman, correct? Yes, but not 100%, where it's like, it has to be even, bro. That's what I go by. That's what I stand by, bro. It has to be even. If I'm busting my ass every day to go to work, you can bust your ass as well.
You bust your ass.
You know, that's just crazy. Like, if I wanted to sit here and have a housewife, I would just fucking buy a maid, bro. That's it. I would buy a maid. I wouldn't sit here and fucking do all this shit just for, like, some fee. No, I would buy a maid. She knows how to cook. She knows how to clean. And at the end of the day, we're having sex. That's it. Like, what, bro? Come on, bro. Nah. Like, that's crazy. But I'm talking about, these are women that actually talk like that, that want that beneficial factor. They act, they want to be, like, low-key, not even low-key, high-key. They want to be fucking maids, but they want to be treated as an equal, as a female that is a wife, which they are not on that level. These are the females that you'll basically take. They have a pretty face. They have a nice body. And you'll basically go on one night stand or whatever. And that's pretty much it. And you just throw them out the house. And they're one of those girls that says, hey, wait, you're rich. Or you have some sentimental value where I can get my nails and get shit done without me actually busting my ass and doing anything. I want to stay with you. That's what it is. It's crazy. And that's just, wow. Yeah, and what's your point of view on that, man?
Well, you know what's my point of view with women. Actually, you know, like how they act. You want to be a man, I'm gonna treat you like a man. You want to act like a lady, I treat you like a lady.
Right. Like, it's just crazy, man.
It is what it is, like. This is a straight fact, like. Ain't nothing else to say about that.
Honestly. It's just like, wow. Yeah, to all my men out there, stay strong, work out, go to the gym, hit the gym, stay focused, and grind. Ladies come last, man. Because, oh boy. This is crazy.
I give up trying to figure out women. And it got to the point where, you know, I just said, fuck them all in general.
Right.
Because sitting there and spending your life trying to figure them out, and all you've done at the end of it all is just upset yourself.
Yes, trying to figure it out while they go out, they do what they have to do. And you just sitting here, like, honestly, like, it's like, how I view it is like they take your youth, like, low key. Not even, I keep saying low key, high key. This 100% true. I feel like they are youth takers, bro. They are youth takers. That's what they are. Because it's what I mean by youth is like mainly, obviously, between like, obviously, when it comes to the male 18 to 25, that's your grind state. You're grinding in order to be able to do as much as you can in order to, once you hit your 30s, you have at least businesses or something to back up to prove whether you're going to be either rich, wealthy, or just poor. And during these times, this is where females come out, and this is where their AKA, I'll call it just attractiveness, shine that. When they come out, they shine. They'll go for males that actually are older than them. And mainly because the guy that is older has financial stability, has a way to basically get her from A to B and basically benefit her only. So they just will cling to that and automatically go to that because of that. As long as they get the benefit and basically go travel wherever they want, eat wherever they want, sleep wherever they want, they're going to stay with that. And once that runs out, they're on to the next. Just like tips. This shit is, bro. The world is something else, bro.
The world is fucked up in all kinds of ways, bro.
Wow.
No. Oh, you're trying to make a woman happy and you can't. You ain't gonna happen. Don't try. Give it up.
Yeah, man. It's just such a crazy world out. Like, constantly, all the time. Just, you know, guys in general, don't get me wrong, like, yeah, you know, there are guys that basically treat other females wrong, which basically put other guys that aren't in that category that would basically treat a female with loyalty bad. Yeah, you know, but there's one thing where it's like, if we want to be real, bro, if we want to be in full honesty, bro, we're like kind of like the most fucking loyalist ones on the planet, bro. Because we're not moving A to B because we're already building shit. We're already building something that we can sustain ourselves and make ourselves better as a person. So females come along, they see that. And as long as they can see that, they see benefits, money, wealth, fame. Fucking, oh my God. Like, it's just as long as there's something where it leads money, where it can benefit them, they're automatically going to cling to you, no matter what.
Of course.
And it's not like, hey, who are you? You know, it's just, oh, you got money? Nice.
You can't get mad at the female for what us guys teach them to do.
That's true. I'm going to say that true. That too. That too as well. Because I'm not saying all of them are, well, I'm not saying all of them are like that, but, you know, you got to remember these are females that come from different families and how they were taught by their parents and what they've seen and what they've gone through and experienced. You know, I'm not saying that it's fucked up that this is who they are. It's fucked up that they've been through the experience that they had in order to become that, which is fucked up, and which leads many, many more women to basically come together. Because just like how there are men as a union, we all talk as men, they all talk as women. So whatever circles around the woman cycle becomes the woman cycle itself. This is the woman's status. So one female says, no, I don't think you need to go always go to work. Fuck that. Let him pay all the bills. Let him pay the bills and stuff while you just sit home and relax and just give him what he wants. And then all the females going to agree. Yeah. Let's do that. And then it just becomes this overall thing where it's now society where females are so comfortable. They would rather sit here instead of to work. They would want to live comfortable under a male. Comfortability.
That's what I always told you. Comfortability is what fucks up 95% of relationships.
Yeah. Wow. That's what I would say. That's definitely a woman's secret is comfortability. Wow. But yeah, man, it's just after seeing all that, I was like, you know what? I was like, wow, I see how it is. I see how the game's been playing for a long time. Sad has been playing that game for so long, and it hasn't changed. Well, yeah. Crazy. And as men, you just got to eat it up. You just got to play by the game. Don't complain. Play the game. Or if you just don't want to play the game, throw the dice out. Throw it in the trash. Don't even have to play it.
True facts.
Mm-hmm.
Facts. I mean, at the end of the day, bro, that's why I prefer to stay single.
Right. Yeah, less bullshit to deal with. Honestly, yes. That's one thing I don't like about games, man. You play the game, and then it isn't to win, it's to basically stay in it. Stay in the game. How long can you last in the game? And if you can last long, hey, the game keeps playing until you lose.
Basically.
Yeah. Just don't start it. That's it. You never lose when you don't start or you don't touch the game. That's it. You can never win and you can never lose.
You never get burned. Never.
Exactly. Exactly. That's another thing about males, too. You gotta be careful because you can't just be out here, you know, flashing money and doing all this other bullshit of trying to basically look rich. Yes, you have money, but the main problem is, can you keep that up? Because if you can't, now what? All the money that you've been floating around, the chicks that you've been around, they see that you don't got it, and they leave you because what? You're broke. You just been living a lie, homie. You just been living a lie. Same thing with females too. Jewelry, makeup. You can always wear makeup, but what happens when that makeup runs out? It's all over. Now everyone sees who you are. That's another thing, too. Makeup is, like, what's the word for it? Like, I'll just call it a fake face. You know, you hide your identity. You know that, I forgot what it's called, but, like, the two faces with the mask, where it's a sad mask and a happy mask that you'll see in, like, plays? You've seen it, right? It's like a symbolism or something, but it's like it evolves in like acting and plays. Yeah, it's just like that. Female's been wearing a mask for decades. Yeah. That's a good one. Females be double masked up. Oh, God. Yeah. But as far as the men's club, we're going to sit here, talk our shit because, yeah, we're men.
At the end of the day. Yeah. Can't get mad at us for being who we are.
For real. But not only we shit talk, we tell the truth. So all this stuff we telling you ain't opinions, it's facts. But yeah, you know, what's another thing you would want to tell the gentleman in this, in this club when it comes to woman and basically wanting to be, not only say, yeah, wanting to be in a relationship and what to expect. What's the number one thing?
No, but you can't tell them to expect.
Well, I'll say what to watch out for. Put it that way. The do's and the don'ts. And yes, gentlemen, it's like the birds and the bees. Yeah. Like what females to watch out for, the greedy ones, the gold diggers, the... Have you ever dated a feminist? That's a good question right there.
Correct.
Have you? Or have you dated or messed around with one?
Have I what?
Have you either dated or messed around with a feminist?
Feminist?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. They ain't gonna put that shit around me.
He's like, I don't know, I don't care, and I don't wanna know.
That shit. I don't wanna hear that shit. I really wouldn't.
Well, I don't think it's fair because according to the feminist rule number 31, if you kick me out of your house as a female, since I just gave you some, I can kick you out.
You better find yourself on the cheese line. Ain't shit. That's why I always told you. I got my own shit. None of my shit I rely on a woman to get. So ain't no woman could, you know, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have gotten this or this, that, and whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Women have this bad tendency of doing that shit.
Right. That's another thing too. What do you call those? Psychopaths. I'll call it a psychopath because the reason why I'm saying that is one of those chicks that say they give you some, and then after they give you some, they're like, oh yeah, we're going to get married. Like, they'll force it on you. We're going to get married. We're going to have kids. You're not being with anyone else.
Believe that shit if you want.
Like, that's just crazy. Like, let me just call the cop. Or I don't even know if that would be beneficial anyway, because as a male, when it comes to females, she'll just scream out, sorry to say, but scream out rape in that situation because they have the ability to do that. And as the male, you'll lose.
They always say, battle. Say we suckers. We fall for them alligator tears. That's why. We fall for the boo-hoo-hoo, and we believe the, oh, I only, and I would never.
Right.
I would never do that to you. It's only you. And then later on, it's the, oh, if you don't do it, somebody else will do it attitude.
Yeah.
Like, bona fide fact.
Wow. That's true. Always want to make believe and seem as if, like, they're innocent and, oh, I don't really talk to a bunch of guys. Liar. There's one Indian guy that's in your DM messages sending you dick pics every night. I don't want to hear it, bro. I don't want to hear it.
So I act like...
Okay. Yeah. Like, bro. And then they'll always sit here and they'll be like, oh, you know, I like you and this and this and this and that. And then sooner or later, when you're dealing with her, and it's just like, I don't know why I'm with you. I could have been with him across the street, blah, 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 this and this, this and that. And it's just like, wow, that's crazy.
Usually how it go.
Mm-hmm. Always claim as if, like, they don't have options, but then when you're with them and then something, you know, has an argument, they bring out their options like it's supposed to scare you. I don't give a shit. As much as you can have options, I got options. I don't care. If you leave, go ahead. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, most of the time, they don't make they don't make it sound like that. You know what I'm saying, though? So
yeah. Trust me, there's 4 billion people on this planet, and out of those 4 billion, there's about probably 50 million chicks I could smash right now. You kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not going to be as good as mine. Yeah, not as good. It's going to be better. It's going to be better. Oh, I got this. I got that. That's your problem, not mine.
For real, bro.
Mm-hmm. I can go around and sling as much as I want. You got to be careful and be wary about where you got to... You got to be careful and wary of where you got to open your holes at.
Crazy though.
Yeah, it is crazy. That's how this generation we live in. Sorry to tell you, gentlemen, but this is the real world. All these girls aren't princesses, bro.
Don't get any.
They're not.
Don't get any easier dealing with women.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Damn. We that person coughing outside sound like he got COVID. That's another thing, too. I don't understand because of the state I'm in. We're still, well, it don't do nothing. The masks don't do anything. It's scientifically proven that it doesn't do anything, but people are still using it because it's mandatory by the CDC. I'm not, like, come on, bro. Like, don't get me wrong, because I can see, because it's like, you'll have one side of the train where there's, like, people with, like, everybody with masks on. You go to the other side of the train where there's, like, people with no mask on. So it's just like, bro, like, come on, bro. Like, if we really want to be honest, like, if we want to be real, the reason, one of the reasons why, and not only does it not work, but when you wear the mask, about a year, how long have we been in this pandemic? For about 2 years, right?
Yes. Yeah, 2 years.
So about 2 years ago, they said that COVID 19 was going to be airborne. So by the time you took off that mask, when you got off the train, wherever you're fucking going, everybody's coughing in the fucking air. There is not one person you can tell me that had a mask on and did not cough in the air, bro. It's airborne. Regardless if you put your mask on before the train, after the train, you're walking outside. It's fucking airborne. You open your window, it's coming in your room. It's everywhere. You're breathing it in. You're not dying. You're breathing it in right now. And this is one of the reasons why. And then when people cough on the train, some people looking at other people like, oh, you got COVID. Bro, you had like COVID 2 years ago. What do you mean? A year ago, 5 months ago, just now? Bro, you're breathing it in.
For real.
Everybody got it. I just don't understand that, how people are really think that this mask is like, oh my God, it's the best protection in the world and I won't get anything from it. Bro, you've already been breathing in for about 2 years now and you don't even realize it. Come on now. Have you forgotten that it's been airborne?
Hey. They have.
Yeah. Like, come on, bro. Have you had any symptoms so far? No. If you have, go to the doctor. Get a checkup. Why do you think there's this, whenever you see like commercials on TV, whenever they talk about different, thinking cap. Whenever they talk about different pills and prescriptions you have to have, they always put COVID-19. It used to be HIV, AIDS, flu. Now it's HIV, AIDS, flu, and COVID-19. Everyone's had it. Yeah. Sorry to say, if you think that you never had it, you had it. Trust me. It's because they told you, oh, you don't got COVID-19. You had COVID-19. You had it. You sniffed it. You ate it. You licked it. You drunk it. It was everywhere. It's just like the normal flu now. Literally. People are treating it like the flu. In all honesty, it is. And then that's when they come up with this new other virus. Oh, COVID-20. COVID fucking bullshit. Not saying that it hasn't killed people, because it has. And most likely, the reason why many deaths have been done is because of the fact that majority of hospitals wouldn't hospitalize these people just to make a point, which is crazy. COVID-19 really isn't pretty much the killer. It's the hospitalizations. That's who the killers are. I wish we had like those, make different sounds and stuff, and you can put it on the podcast. We soon might have that. We're going to soon have that. Like, if you make a point, you'll put like a little drum set. It's like, we can do that though. But yeah, another day on the men's club. I haven't done this in a while. The men's club. Actually have being able to being able to go to manly topics 1v1 and just to be able to talk amongst the men group. Like, honestly, like, whenever I think about it, it's just like like a bar. So you sit down at the bar, or the men sit down, grab a drink, talk about everything, just sit at a bar, like, just like the men's club. All sit down, eat, and just talk. But yeah.
stiff ass neck. It's crazy though, man. This is what we live in.
Yeah, society.
This is what we live in, how we live in the world we living in today.
Right. I mean, honestly, it's not much you can do. All you got to do is accept it, pretty much.
No, you ain't got to accept it. Just don't tolerate it. It's like a lot of dudes and a lot of females, you know, they like the toxicity. They love it.
Right.
Live off of it. If they didn't got it in their life, they don't know how to live without it.
Right.
So.
Talked about that like almost 2 or a year ago about that. Females being toxic. Where it was one female where she said that if it isn't a toxic relationship, the female would get bored. Crazy. And not only that, it's like thinking about like a woman, it's like obviously, you know, a man needs a woman for like support, you know, as a backbone, you know, just like a little support on his side. A man needs that, like, you know, regardless, you know, there is a benefit that men need from a female as well.
Yeah, what? Pussy? I don't see nothing else. You one of them, you sound like one of them stupid motherfuckers right now talk about we need something from women. The fuck we
that's
need?
That's what women? I mean. That's what I said. Something. There is something that we need.
Pussy? Nigga, you could jerk the fuck off and get a better fucking feeling. No fucking, no fucking commitments. No nothing. Fuck out of here, bro. You don't need a bitch for shit.
But that's what I mean. It's like how I viewed women differently now. Because it's like...
I've viewed women differently my whole life.
Right.
And I say it and I'll say it again. You're a fucking fool if you feel that you need a woman in your life. You're a fucking fool.
Right.
Just shoot yourself in the fucking foot every other month and it feels the same way. Save yourself a fucking headache. I keep telling you that, man, over and over again, bro. You don't need a bitch, bro. Bitch ain't nothing but fucking problems. She's going to be 99% of the reason why you ain't accomplishing shit in your fucking life.
Right.
You think I'm joking? It ain't a fucking joke. I ain't playing. It's reality. It's what it is.
It's just like reproduction. That's pretty much it.
I keep telling you, man, stay the fuck away from women right now. They ain't gonna get nowhere in your fucking life worrying about them bitches. I ain't worrying about them either. I give you a chance. You take it, you take it. You don't. It is what it is.
Right.
I'm not going to be stressing you. I'm not going to be hawking you. I'm not going to be chasing you. I'm not. No, bro. By the time I do all that, I've done did 13, 14 other things in my fucking life. Fuck out of here. As quick as a woman shows interest, they show in interest. I ain't got time to play that mental fucking game, bro.
Yeah.
I really don't. I just can't do it, bro. Ain't got time for that. There's too much shit going on in the world. You learn about some stupid ass bitch and her small ass fucking problems.
You know, another thing is, it's like, apparently, I saw something with like Joe Rogan, right? Joe Rogan was talking to, it might be old, but I think it's still new. But he was talking to Trump, Donald Trump. And then he was saying that, Donald Trump was saying that, well, Joe Rogan made the question saying, is it true that if you would have still been like president, you know, the war would have never happened? And he was like, oh, he didn't give an answer yes or no, because pretty much I'm pretty sure the answer was yes. But he said Donald Trump was saying that he knew, you know, because he was good with Putin, and then even before this whole thing happened, when he was still president, Putin talked about Ukraine, about what was going on, and Trump just told him not to do it. And then he's like, now, but look what's happening now, since I'm not president. He just, you know, he said, as, you know, Americans, you know, we look weak, we're not really doing anything. And then it's just like, and I'm just saying, I'm like, damn, that's crazy. Honestly, Biden did fuck a lot of shit up. Once he came in, he took everything that Trump had, threw that shit in the garbage, and then fucked everything up. Crazy, man. And then even Trump said it himself. I think it was like he said that because he told the truth. So, and me and you talked about this like constantly, about basically the reason why people always wanted him out the White House, because he's a person that doesn't know how to close his mouth. So when he says something, he speaks the truth. He speaks on how he speaks, because isn't him speaking recklessly. It's the fact that he's just talking, he's just pretty much telling it how it is. And since they see that, they're like, oh no, he's going to be a problem. Crazy. That's one thing, I'll say that's one thing that I do like about Trump. You know, it don't matter who the hell you are, he will always tell you in your face how he feels and what he's gonna say, bro. He doesn't hold his tongue. That's crazy, man. But all this war that's going on, geez. Like you said, every year, this is always just the beginning of something else. Just the tip of the fucking iceberg.
That's all it is.
Yep. I think this is bad now. Wait until next year. Wait until the year after next year. Just keep fucking living with every fucking thing, pretty much. So you can't live no more. That's it. You'll be dealing with bullshit your whole life. You can't run from it. You can't hide from it. Man. I gotta, like, move my shoulders around. Man. Feeling all stiff. But how's the Toshibas right now?
I ain't using them right now.
Yeah. No, like, how does it sound? Like,
it still sounds good.
All right, cool. Just trying to figure out if I should use this more often. Whenever I'm doing the podcast, because usually I just use the wired headphones, or just leave the phone how it is without any like anything Bluetooth connected. Or wired.
All I know is that the shit is pretty good. That's why I like them. Mm-hmm. I don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like how they work. They're decent.
Okay. Yeah, I like them because they last long. Best Bluetooth headphones.
Like, huh?
Known to existence, bro. One of the best Bluetooth headphones known to existence, bro. These Toshibas, bro. Bro, they last almost like 2 days, bro. What headphones you know nowadays that cost about $300 that lasted almost 2 days?
For me, good. They ain't the best. They work. That's all that count.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I say like just for like everyday use, this is probably like the best headphones to have because it's all around. Well, I wouldn't say all around because I would just say daily use. You know, whenever you need to talk to somebody on a phone, whenever you need to go on a call with someone, or you doing like business work, like no, gentlemen, this isn't a what you call it. What's the word for it? Damn, I can't even think of the word right now. It is not a sponsor. We are not sponsored by this. This is just based off experiment. This is a $20 Bluetooth headset that literally lasts 2 days, almost 2 days. A day and a half, depending on the usage of how much you use it. Because 9 times out of 10, the average person is on their phone at least about 3 hours tops, or even more, but depending if you're playing games or just talking to people. But if you're not really doing anything on your phone, you're going to do something else. So regardless, these things also turn off when you're not using it and saves its own power. What Bluetooth headphones you know that does that? That's about $300. Please tell me. And if you do, does it last almost 2 days? So like it's literally these headphones. If you use it for 3 hours every day you fucking wake up, you're going to have at least 25% more battery than you had before, bro. It's just crazy. I don't know. I love these headphones, bro. This is like literally the best investment, bro. Honestly. But pretty much, since people don't talk about it, because it's not what? It's not an Apple product. It's not Beats. It's not JBL. But still, honestly, I like JBL more better than any of those other two, Apple and Beats. Beats is old. That was way in 2000s, like early 2007 and 8. I used to have the wire Beats. I used to rock those, the black and red ones. Until like the wire pop. I never had them ever again. The JBL is cool. They're cool.
I had JBLs before.
But they're mainly like, I don't even think they work on Bluetooth headphones. They're just a speaker-based type of company.
They were pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, I've owned so many of those, so many headphones. Not even funny.
Right. What the hell? A fucking headphone is stuck to a fucking piece of my bed. What? Where's the scissors at? Gotta be kidding me, man. There it is. But yeah, if you see a Toshiba and you find it in your local dollar, Family Dollar, I believe they have it in Dollar Tree. Just try to find it. Trust me, it's everywhere. It's like $20. Promise you, you won't regret it. Got it. All right. Take this shit off because this does not belong on my headphones. Get the hell off. But I feel like if they added, because like it's already loud though. It's not as loud, but it's loud enough. Like it's like if you put it at high max, it's like it's not blowing your eardrums off. It's like that perfect sound that you need in order to listen to music.
Right.
Yeah, you know, you don't get as much bass effect as like other Bluetooth headsets that can actually do that. You'll get more, bass, sorry. You'll get more bass than any other one, but yeah. I don't know why, I would always do that. Like, even when I was little, I would always confuse bass with bass. I would always do that. But yeah, you know, it's better. Like, the reason why it's really good because these are headphones that's like worth $20. And if you think you'll get like a Bluetooth headphones that's like worth $20, it'll be like shitty ass quality. You know, you'll barely get any music coming out of it. And like, bro. And it won't even last long. It'll probably last about like an hour, to say the least. But these, you turn it on, it talks to you. It says, what does it say? Power on, pairing. And then when it lets you know it's connected, it says connected. And if you're on calls, there's buttons on the side where you can actually end the call yourself. I think it's either like the front button or the back button you can press. Like, come on, bro. It's $20 worth of modern technology that's literally up to date. Like, who's not going to want that, man? Who is not going to want that? You literally saved about $200 to $300 just by getting something that's modern as hell for $20, bro. Crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah. It's like it was 20. It's like the person that maybe said, "Hey, I care about you. Take this." Like, you know, person actually listened. What was tomorrow gonna be like? It's probably gonna rain. Yeah, it's gonna
rain tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah. A rainy day here and there. What's going on? Especially with the space project. I gotta see what they... I already know what they're trying to do. They're trying to launch a... SpaceX trying to launch a space shuttle into the... onto Mars. Which, surprisingly, no one has done yet. Flew to the moon, but... Supposedly flew to the moon, but hasn't flown to Mars. And it's interesting because it'll say the least that you'll see, like, on, for example, because I watched this YouTube video about this guy. Excuse me. He's breaking it down of what it would be like if you were to fly to Mars and you basically fell through space onto Mars. You'll start to obviously freeze, then you're while going down to the very depths in the bottom of Mars, you will get, you'll freeze at the top, then while you're going down, you'll constantly feel a burning sensation of heat, boiling, constant winds, basically throwing you everywhere, will probably rip you to fucking shreds. And it's just like, so this is what Elon wants to do, to basically throw people to space. And it's just the fact that, you know, it's hard because it's like, obviously, I'm not a scientist. I know that by now. But it's one thing to be called a scientist to basically not be there and a person to be there to tell you what it was, you know? So it's like, since there hasn't been a person that has been there, all, if you want to be technical, when you learn science, what is like science always taught you? Hypothesis. So, you know, honestly, it's just all guessing. You see the waves, you see the gases, okay. It can literally change in like seconds, where it can be literally hot as hell and cold as fuck. And it's like you have to be able to make suits to have that durability to be able to change from second to second to second to second to milliseconds to be able to have a durability in order for your body to sustain that kind of weather. And when it comes to rockets itself, that too. You need a rocket that can literally be fucking durable to basically freeze the fucking death under 0 degrees weather, and even under like fucking 1,000 degrees of weather. It's crazy, bro. Not saying they haven't been testing this, but still, like, it's just damn, like, it's literally, you know, spending billions upon billions upon billions upon billions of dollars, you know, just to make this happen, aka the dream happen, for a person to land on Mars and to be on Mars, you know. And it's like, okay, so how the fuck is that person going to survive in seconds? You know, he made it. He put it down, but who says if he's going to make it back or not? Just thoughts to think about.
Look. Oh man, that's crazy, bro.
It is
still raining. Still raining about this motherfucker.
Like rain? Was it? Oh yeah, I remember. Someone told. I think my mom told me that. Told me that not to sing that. But it's like the song "Rain, Rain, Don't Go Away."
Don't go away.
No, I mean, no, don't go away. Go away. Sorry. someone or kids or friends told me not to sing that for some reason. Just say rain, rain, go away, bring something back another day or something like that.
Ours was rain, rain, go away, come back another day.
Yeah, that. Come back another day. I don't know, something about it. Someone told me not to sing that. And ever since,
Why not? What's the concept?
I don't know. That's what I mean. It could be something where it involves where the unknown. What I mean by the unknown is like you're speaking. Probably it's just like the idea of like you're speaking out to the universe or whatever, and something bad can happen because you're trying to, I guess, manipulate the universe itself. Obviously, it's something bad if someone told you not to do something. Just like if your mom tells you not to
do something just because their superstitions are stupid.
Yo, that too. But, you know, it's the same thing, you know.
Superstition. I call it superstition.
Superstition.
Stupid station. Mm-hmm. Come on. Because that should be making no sense half the shit people be talking.
Yeah.
You split a pole, we can't be friends or we ain't going to be friends. Man, you know how many poles I split? You know? Like, if you really believe in shit, you live and die by it, then I guess that's what you live and die by. But at the end of the day, that's not how I live.
Yep.
You can't just believe in good and there's no bad.
True.
You know, where the fuck are you? No. Ah, there it goes. No, at the end of the day, you have good, bad news. Good things, bad things, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
At the end of the day, it's all a form of superstition. I ain't got time to be sitting there thinking about somebody else's superstition.
True. The light.
Huh?
I said they goes the lighter.
You see the lightning by you already?
No, I said lighter because she was lighting up a light, yeah.
Lighter. Yeah, I'm outside real quick before the rain starts again. Let this little man go do his business. Can I get an email? I'm actually should be getting my credit card soon for that new thing I'm filling you about.
Okay.
So, should be shortly. Ooh. But you're going to jump online?
Yeah, I'll jump online, but I got to do the dishes first before I do that.
So handle your handle?
and then jump on.
I bet.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to end this episode of Simple Talk, Random Talk, actually, Men's Club.
Yeah, Men's Club.
Got to put them all in there.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for stopping in, enjoying the episode with us. We appreciate you. Without you, we wouldn't be doing this. So, that being said, stay up, ladies and gentlemen. Stay safe, stay warm.
We'll holler at you in the next one.
Peace. We out of here.